This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Leaders of the Mormon Church are clarifying the rules around a central church ritual, baptizing the dead. Mormons around the world are getting word in church today that they risk disciplinary action if they violate the policy. Proxy baptism, as it's called, has long been controversial because Mormons have been known to baptize people outside the faith, including prominent Jews and victims of the Holocaust. The controversy, rather, has even touched the presidential campaign of Republican Mitt Romney, himself a Mormon. Today, Mormon bishops have been told to read a letter in church that says these baptisms can only be carried out for Mormon ancestors. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us now to talk more about this. Howard, Jewish leaders have been complaining about these baptisms, particularly of Holocaust victims and prominent Jews, for more than 20 years. Why are Mormon leaders warning followers about this now?
Well, I think there are at least three reasons. First, these 20 years of complaints by Jewish leaders have been met by 20 years of promises and attempted fixes by Mormon leaders, and they haven't actually worked. Second, the fact that they haven't worked has been underscored in the last few weeks with the names of the parents of the late Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal, a Holocaust survivor himself, found on Mormon baptism records, then the names of the father and grandfather of Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel, then Holocaust victim Anne Frank, then Daniel Pearl, the Jewish Wall Street Journal reporter who was killed by terrorists in 2002. And third, as you mentioned, Mitt Romney, the first Mormon who has a very real chance to become president, he was drawn into the fray when Elie Wiesel called on him to condemn these unwanted baptisms. Romney did not respond.
Now, Mormon leaders are saying that the policy is to restrict these baptisms to direct ancestors. This has been the official policy. Howard, has it just not been enforced?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that the policy was clear or clearly stated or stated certainly with the threat of consequences until now. One of the top officials of the church told me just 3 years ago that Mormons concentrate, first of all, on their ancestors and then the people in the world at large. Well, that doesn't sound like a practice with limits. I mean, it's only been in the last few weeks that the church has even publicly announced punishment of Mormons who've been found to be responsible. Two members lost access to the Mormon genealogical system that's used for these baptisms. That's the penalty Mormons are going to hear about today, along with other possible but unspecified corrective action.
And is there a political element in any of this? Have you seen any evidence out there that these revelations about these kinds of baptisms could be an effort to discredit Romney or the Mormon faith?
Well, the church has suggested that that there is deliberate mischief out there. But there's been no proof of that. This long predates Mitt Romney's campaigns for president. Overzealous Mormons, the church has called them that, with what to them are very good intentions, have been doing this sort of thing for a very long time.
Finally, Howard, how unusual is it for the top leaders of the Mormon church to deliver this kind of global edict like this in a letter read in every church service in every congregation around the world?
Mormon leaders only reach out to members in this way when there's something that's so important to the faith that they want to be sure that every member is going to hear about it. There have been times in the past when key issues come up that the church feels need to be addressed globally in the organization, messages that have to be unmistakable, absolutely clear. They're delivered from the pulpit. And those messages are put in writing and signed by church leaders. And it's very clear. The messages do not violate this policy. Your president and prophet says so. This is a very strong signal that they want this persistent controversy to end.
NPR's Howard Berkus. Thanks so much, Howard.
You're welcome, Rachel.